God bless you. We are back. Amen. We've been away for a while, but we're back. Amen. To talk about the goodness of our God.
Amen.
This is To the Glory of God, and we want to talk about our Lord and Savior. Amen. And how good He is.
Yes.
Amen. Talk about His goodness. And today we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5 and read verses 31 through 33 as we endeavor to share the goodness of God. It says this, it says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband."
Amen.
Amen. We praise God for his goodness. Amen. And for the power of his word. And in talking about the goodness of God, here Paul is was talking to the church at Ephesus about how husbands and wives should live with one another. That the wife should reverence her husband. That the husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah. Amen.
And you know, and he gave himself for the church, and the husband should be willing to do the same thing for the wife. And you know, because marriage, if done God's way, is good.
Yeah. Amen.
There are a lot of people who may say they're in a bad marriage, but marriage done God's way is good.
Yeah.
He created marriage, and He knows what and how, what a good marriage is, and how to make a good marriage.
Yeah.
Same thing with family. Yeah. God instituted family, and you know, some families are fractured. People aren't speaking to one another, and all those types of things. A lot of dysfunction, strife, and so on. But if we do things God's way,
yeah,
God can heal the hurts and bring families together.
Yeah.
And we would see the goodness of God inside the family unit.
Yeah. Amen.
And as Christ, as Paul said here, he said, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Same thing in the church family.
Yeah.
If we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, would relate to one another the way God says in His Word, then the church, which is the body of Christ, you know, will function
the way
it's supposed to, and we will see the goodness of God in the church. So the goodness of God is available to us in our marriages, in our families, and in our church families. But these are all institutions created by God Himself.
Yeah.
And the only way we can see the goodness of God in them is if we're willing to live within those relationships the way God says we ought to live. And the only thing I would say is this, the last thing I would say is this, is that, you know, today is May 17th.
Yes.
So we just recently celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary.
Yay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 33. We got married, we were 10.
That's what some people think.
But we just celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary.
Amen.
And, you know, we had struggles and continue to have things in our marriage, but as we, the turning point for us was when we started doing things God's way instead of our way.
Yeah.
And we stopped locking heads as much. Doesn't mean we see eye to eye on everything now.
Right.
That's not the truth. We're not going to overstate the matter.
Nope.
You know, we still disagree, but, you know, before we lived in disagreement.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But once we started doing things God's way, it changed our marriage around.
Yeah.
And now we can see the goodness of God in our relationship. And, you know, even sometimes people will say to us that they can see it as well.
Yeah.
And what they see is the goodness of God because things are being done God's way.
That's it.
And so, you know, whether it's marriage, whether it's your family or your church family, the goodness of God can be evident in all of those relationships. If you do things the way God says.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was just thinking, you know, with God, you know, we have to see the goodness of God in our relationships, you know. And like you said, when we were married before, and we've been married all this time.
Yes.
Like, we're married We were always married to each other.
Amen.
But I'm saying we're married
before
God and we're married after God.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
And the before God, we were, you know, we would knock heads all the time, disagreement, mm-hmm. because it was always about self.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted mm-hmm. or what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you have God, when you put God in your relationship, no matter what relationship that is, it's about what God wants
mm-hmm.
and what God says. So it's easier to get out mm-hmm. of disagreement and to come into agreement because we're agreeing with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And once we start there, we agree with each other.
Amen.
You know, so, and that makes it better. And then
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to see the goodness
yeah.
of God in that. Because
yeah.
you see His word come into
That's
life.
Right.
You know, even in terms of being a wife and
mm-hmm.
submitting, you know, people don't like that word, but submitting.
Yes, a bad word right
I
too.
Know. But I'm submitting, I'm actually submitting to you, I'm submitting to
Amen.
The word, and then that causes me to submit to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, and that's where it starts, but that's where God's goodness and His glory is revealed, when He sees people conforming their will to His, you know,
Amen.
It's not about what we want ever, it's about what God wants.
And which means then that even the man submits.
Yes.
Because we both submit unto God.
Unto God.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, you know, we don't need to get too deep into the submission
yeah.
part because
people will get hurt.
But you know what? They need to be
yeah.
helped though because
yes.
submission,
yeah.
we all have to submit.
Yeah.
Right?
Every
you know,
single one of
you
us.
Know, as men, we submit unto God. As women, you submit unto God. And that submission means we're doing things God's way.
God's way. That's
right?
It.
Because when He says to the husband, love Christ, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it, that's not a natural thing for men to do.
No.
That's a supernatural thing that we're called to do by God.
Yeah.
I just will say this. If a woman knows that her husband is living like that, she has no problem submitting to him because she understands he's willing to give everything
that's
for me.
That's exactly right.
But as long as the man said, I'm doing my thing, well, she's going to, and vice versa, you know. But it's about the goodness of God. If we want to see it in our life,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have more of a say-so in the matter than we may think.
Right. That's because we don't look at it that way. We
mm-hmm.
tend to pull ourselves out of it like it's God.
Right.
If He wants to bless me, He can bless me.
Right.
No, God wants to bless you. That's already
right.
a done
deal. Right.
But you got to submit to His word.
Right.
You know, get in line with His will. And then you'll see His
Amen.
Goodness. You'll see His blessing in your life. You'll see His blessing in your relationship.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we knock heads, even within the church. You know, you said it before, with church members. You know, we just can't seem to get it together.
Mm.
And we strongly believe, both of us, that once you submit to this word,
yeah.
you know, we'll all be in the right position where God's goodness can be revealed, you know, in
That's
the
right.
midst of the relationship.
That's right.
He can restore and He can heal and all those things
mm-hmm.
if we just do what the word says.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you can't just have one party. Both parties have to come together
right.
to do it.
That's
know?
Right. That's right. I mean, and so that's the thing. But, you know, it's not about the other person. Start with you.
You, always.
Just
always.
Start with you, you know. I don't know about him. I don't know about her. But I'm going to do what I know the Lord is saying to do right now. I mean, I know everything He's saying. But whatever I'm hearing Him saying right now, I'm going to do that.
Amen.
And then precept by precept, line by line, you may learn more and more
right.
of what God wants you to do. But sometimes when you take that step, then other people will take a step.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you take your step.
Take your step.
That's the only thing that you can control. And then you can see the goodness of God come to pass. Because God wants, to have happy marriages.
Yeah.
He wants the world to see that there is such a thing as holy matrimony and
yeah.
godly marriages.
Yeah.
He wants families to, you know, to get along and to support one another, love one another, be there for one another.
Yeah.
That shows the world
right.
part of His goodness. He wants church families to, right, for the goodness of God to
yeah.
be seen in them, the unity of the Spirit,
That's
and
it.
We're moving
yeah.
in the same direction.
Yeah.
And loving people and loving God. That's what He wants. And you can see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to, are we going to live in these relationships? according to what the world is saying, according to what we're saying, or according to what God is saying through His Word.
Amen.
And once we make that latter choice and say, no, I'm going to do it the way God says, then we'll see the goodness of God in those relationships that, again, He created.
Yes, right. God created, right. Yeah, He's the creator. Just think about it. You make something, you know how that thing works.
Right.
You know, so if God created marriage, He knows how it's supposed
right.
to work. You know, if He created a relationship, He knows how it's supposed to work. So if we just listen to His instructions,
amen.
We'll know how it's supposed to work, and
right.
things will work out the way they're supposed to.
Right.
You know, they may not always work out the way you want them to, but they work out the way they're supposed to work
amen.
Out. And it's God's way, and His goodness will be revealed, you know, in that. And you just said something, and just, as you said it, it was running through my head. But we have to understand that, you know, God created relationships, and that He wants us to be at peace with each other and to live, you know, so that His goodness can be revealed in that. And not only His goodness is a blessing, because in the unity is a commanded blessing,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
That God commands a blessing
mm-hmm.
with unity. So as you walk together, as you are in your relationship, and you're doing it the way God says, His goodness is revealed, and the commanded
amen.
Blessing just comes upon it. And,
amen.
You know, God is glorified, you
amen.
Know, and people see that, and, oh, it's a blessing. It's such
it
an
is.
Awesome thing.
It is. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, just speaking personally for us, you know, again, the turnaround in our marriage,
yeah.
you know, years ago, and we praise God for it, amen, that, you know, where before, you know, getting in one room, and the other person in the other room, and neither person talking to the other one, and now, amen, praise God,
praise
amen,
God.
That's not the case,
amen.
Amen, I love my wife,
amen,
and I like her too,
yep,
amen,
I like you too,
praise
amen.
The Lord,
okay.
amen, so, yeah, praise God. But this can be the thing, you know, the joy, the peace, the oneness, the unity. Amen. That's what God wants
amen.
In these relationships. And the world needs to see that.
Yeah.
And we can be living examples of that in the earth. But we need to do it His way.
Yeah.
Amen. So listen, what relationship needs to be turned around? Family,
amen.
Marriage,
mm-hmm.
church. You know, on the job, neighbors, you know, we're in various relationships.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, let us just start with ourselves, because that's
yeah.
the only way. We have it's enough of a challenge to control ourselves.
Right.
Much less trying to control somebody else. Right? This is enough work.
Amen.
Point to yourself and say, I'm enough work.
I'm enough work.
Right.
I know that's right.
I don't try to change somebody else. I'm enough work.
Amen.
And I need the Holy Spirit's help on this
right.
project
Amen.
Right here. But we have the manual. We have the instructions
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
And if we live according to the Word of God, we will see the goodness of God in our
Amen.
Own lives.
Amen.
And in the relationships that we have. Amen. And God wants to show His goodness in those relationships. Marriage, church, family, and so on. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
So let us get into the Word and understand God has spoken and given us direction.
Amen.
Amen. So we praise God. We praise God for being back.
Amen.
Amen. We did not forget about anything. Amen. We didn't quit on the job.
Amen.
You know,
here.
Amen. Just have other things to do sometimes after service that doesn't allow us the space
yeah.
to do this. But there's always goodness of God to
yeah.
talk about. Amen.
But
we're going to stop right here
yeah.
For now. But we'll be back next time. Amen. And God will have another word for us
yeah.
to share concerning
Praise
His
God.
Goodness. But until next time, you be encouraged, amen, by the Word of God.
Yeah.
And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And He loves you.
Yeah.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,